Hello, I'm James Sandy, and welcome to The Unseen Swerve, a distress flare cast high above an ocean of arts and culture in Birmingham and the wider West Midlands. If you're an arts organisation or a spinning creative still trying to work it all out or hoping to reach out further, you can get in touch via our blog, theunseenswerve.blogspot.com. You'll also find an archive of shows to date and more information on some of our features throughout the series. In this programme, we get to the core of community and cooperative development with the help of Sturchley's Birmingham Bike Foundry. This is Switch. So I'm really pleased now to be joined by Nancy Langfeld, who's on the line, joins us from somewhere in Birmingham. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I'm in Selly Park, so not too far from Sturchley, which is where Birmingham Bike Foundry that we're going to talk about is.
Excellent. So let's kick off with Birmingham Bike Foundry, because the title itself might throw people as to what it is. Now, it's deceptively a bike shop, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it's as simple and as complicated as that. It's a bike shop which provides, you know, bike repairs, sells accessories, all the normal things you'd expect from your neighbourhood bike shop. But we're also a worker cooperative, so that tells you more about how we operate internally as an organisation. And we also have, I guess, the values of promoting cycling as a transport in our city and making cycling accessible to more people. We sell refurbished bicycles that are donated to us, and we do them up so they're roadworthy and ready to ride when you buy them. We also, in non-pandemic times, I'm afraid, we offer face-to-face training where we can teach you how to fix your bike and how to look after it at home, if that's what you'd rather do.
So I guess it's the cooperative bit we should explore a little more, because that's a really interesting aspect of what you do and how you operate. And as I said at the beginning, it's kind of, you know, when you go past the bike foundry in Sturchley, it kind of looks like a bike shop because it is a bike shop, but it has a very different ethos, I think, from some of your other shops that are out there.
Yeah, so we're a worker cooperative, and we always have been. We were founded in 2010 by myself and Chris, who still works at the bike foundry, and Lauren and Finn, who've since moved on. It means that rather than having someone who's in charge and employees, we all co-own and co-manage the business. So we currently have 8 members, workers. We have a flat pay structure, so we all get paid the same. And we all make the decisions that need to be made to run the business collectively. And we're kind of guided by the values that I mentioned about promoting cycling and getting people on their bikes, and also the principles of cooperation, which I actually ought to have on the wall somewhere in here, but I don't. But they're an international agreed set of principles which you commit to as a cooperative.
We'll test you on those later, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll make you sit a test or something. But I imagine being set up in that way gives you a lot of freedom, potentially, in terms of, you know, the flexibility of how you conduct the business. You know, so I know, for example, there's quite a social focus in a lot of the things you do, and from some of the things you said. But there's also opportunities, I guess, to be sort of more ecologically friendly and focused.
I'd say working cooperatively is it opens up possibilities in the way you work together and the way you work alongside your colleagues on an equal footing. And it means that you can together prioritise the things that are important to you and the things that you want to achieve. And, you know, one of those for us is a commitment to working as ecologically as we can and being mindful of our impact and the impact of our supply chain as far as possible. But we do work within the parameters of, you know, the business operating within the industry, you know, so we still have to make compromises to achieve the things that we want to achieve. But working cooperatively means that we can make our priorities together, and it means that you can together decide what your main priorities are. And I think it does enable you to react and be flexible in the way that you work, in a way that you couldn't in a conventional business, where it's harder to make decisions, or you might have to rely on just a few individuals to make those decisions for you, not the people who are actually doing the work.
And we should say for listeners listening that you're being cheered on, aren't you, by one of your younger family members in the background, yeah, in case people were wondering what that was. So the idea of a cooperative isn't particularly a new one, is it? And particularly in Birmingham and in Sturchley, in fact, it has quite a long history. So it's not just a fad or an en vogue thing that's kind of reappeared, if you like. There is a long kind of history of this kind of approach. And excitingly, I think you're taking some of that and taking the bike shop with others beyond that footprint. So tell us something about the Sturchley Cooperative Development.
Yeah, so Sturchley, you know, has been a centre for cooperation, cooperative businesses, and a kind of community-based cooperation for like 100 years or more. And you can see evidence of it as you walk up and down the high street. There's an old co-op bakery plaque and a blue plaque to a cooperative pioneer who lived around there. So we are one of three worker co-ops on the high street. There's Artifact, which is a cafe and gallery. There's Loaf, which is a bakery and cookery school. We all operate as worker cooperatives, and together we're trying to create a space for specifically for co-op businesses in Sturchley. We're combining that with cooperative housing, which will be an affordable housing development. So we'll have like a complex with commercial and residential property available in our neighbourhood. Been a long-term project which we've worked on for many, many years, really, and we hope it will be a way of sort of securing the cooperative history of Sturchley for the future, because it will give us a really safe and secure place to run our businesses from, and also for our community to live as well.
Now, really importantly, I think at the end of January, you got planning permission for some of the plans that you put forward in terms of the development itself. So that's the first hurdle, I guess, isn't it? You know, getting past a planning
committee. Yeah, we're really excited about that. Planning was approved by the council. And as you say, that's the first hurdle. We have some more work to do to make the project come to fruition, but we're feeling pretty confident now, and good support in the fact that we're working together with other established cooperatives and housing organisations as well. So yeah, we've come a really long way over, I think, probably about 5 years we've spent working on this. And we feel really hopeful that we're going to be successful and have somewhere to call home in the next couple of years.
I think it's really exciting because, it does set a precedent for other areas, not just in Birmingham, but obviously across the country, who may be now thinking quite differently about their business model and the way they work and, you know, the way they sort of put back into the communities in which they're based. And the development, just to give folks a rough kind of sketch of where we're talking about, if folks know Sturchley particularly well, we're near, I think, the British Oak pub, which is probably a bit of a landmark for some people. And we're talking, I suppose, about developing a building essentially, which would have so three business retail units within them, but importantly around 39 apartments, I think that's the figure. So local housing, affordable housing for people within the local area. Those are really important bits, aren't they?
Yep, that's right. So three commercial units and then 39 flats of varying sizes. And there will also be community space within the development for the residents to use. So there will, although there will be apartments which you'll, you know, live independently with your family or your housemate, there'll also be space for the building to have a bit of a community feel, you know, get to know your neighbours and share some space with them as well. Yeah, as you say, it's down the end of the high street near the British Oak, and currently the space is undeveloped. There's some shop units on there that haven't been occupied for a number of years and they're derelict now, so we hope it will be a big improvement to the high street as well to have that land in use and developed, and lots of exciting things going on there.
And that is, I think, the kind of blossoming end of Sturchley, isn't it? You know, it's near to Sturchley Baths, which obviously has been kind of renovated and repurposed, and there's lots of things going on in that part of town.
Yeah, Sturchley is a nice high street, really. It's got all sorts of different things to visit, from like the Wildcat Tap, which I'm a big fan of when it's possible to visit, and other nice cafes and drinking establishments. We've got restaurants, we've got useful shops like the Midland vacuum cleaner shop, we've got plumbers, merchants, building supplies, you know, big variety of shops, all pretty much on a small scale, you'd be hard pressed to find a chain in Stirchley. And that's part of its charm. You know, you can get most of what you need from the high street and you can have a good time too. That's the idea.
And one of the highlights for me, I think, you should mention this, I guess, because it's a landmark, is the gorilla. I think he's a gorilla who sits on top of the carpet shop. I'm not making this up, folks. There is a landmark, isn't there, of a big monkey, at least. I think he is a gorilla.
I think it is a gorilla, yeah. I see it because it's opposite Loaf Bakery. He gets a Christmas hat on at Christmas. And I haven't noticed an Easter bonnet, but perhaps this is the year for it.
With all the things going around the cooperative development and that project, and as you said, that's progressing. It's moving forward. Obviously, things have perhaps delayed it slightly with recent circumstance. But people who are interested in that concept and the plans and those kind of things, where's the best place for them to go to find out what you're up to online and perhaps even to get involved with some of that?
So to find out about Stirchley Cooperative Development, you can visit our website, which is sud.coop. But if you want to find out about, you know, the cooperative movement more generally, there's an organisation called Co-ops UK, on which you could visit online, which is a kind of advocacy and also support network for cooperatives just across the UK. In terms of co-op history, there's People's History Museum, I think it's called, in Manchester, which has got a lot of co-op history worth visiting them or visiting their website as well. Locally, if you want to find out about co-ops in Stirchley, you can email SCD, you can visit any of the three cooperatives, and please do feel free to ask about the development and chat with us about what we're planning. We have a mailing list, which you can sign up to. Just drop us an email and we'll add you. Although we don't have... We're not at the stage where we can take applications for housing. If you're on the mailing list, then we can keep you informed when that becomes a possibility if you're looking to move to Stirchley.
That is all good stuff and good information to provide for folks. And just finally, I just wanted to ask you about a phenomena that I'm not sure exists, but we're told in lockdown, in one of the many lockdowns, that people on their bikes and biking and cycling has grown exponentially. Is that something you've experienced in this time, do you think?
Well, the Bike Foundry, we've certainly been kept busy, very busy with repair and maintenance of bikes. Obviously, we haven't been able to do our training courses, so that's been something that's slowed down for us. But it does seem like more and more people are getting out on their bikes, using bikes for transport, using bikes for leisure. And, you know, although it's not a great reason for it, I hope that people enjoy their experiences cycling and, you know, that those habits are maintained beyond the pandemic, and that Bike Foundry can go some way to assisting you to get out on your bike, whether you're a veteran or a new cyclist.
Well, Nancy, it's thanks to you that I know A, how to do my M check, and B, where my noodle is on my bike. So thanks so much for coming on and talking to us about the Bike Foundry and also the Stirchley Cooperative Development. And we shall watch with interest, but thanks for now.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.